The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Have you ever wished that you had a big brother to follow or to learn from? Have you ever hoped for a little sister to keep you young? Well, the national youth charity Feroiga offers both to its participants, and they're looking to make more matches in the mentorship program they run. News Talk Sarah Madden sent us this report.
We've just had some lovely things, like we've had some lovely occasions and things, and, you know, being part of each other's lives.
The one thing that I remembered was we went to Swords and we were going to Ruby's, and on the way in the car she told me she was pregnant with her first baby. I couldn't believe it for the whole day. I was like, just sitting there, I kept being like, and she just kept laughing. I was like, what?
This might sound like a catch-up between sisters, a relationship with history, the makings of a lifetime bond. And that's because, in a way, it is.
I think it was funny, actually, because I think we both probably didn't know what to expect once we met and got over that. Like, we were nearly kind of giggly. We were kind of sitting there going, like, I don't really know what to do, but, like, it's lovely to meet you. And, you know, I hope you're what I'm expecting and all that kind of stuff.
Schoolgirl Caitlin and accountant Deirdre were matched together 5 years ago in the Big Brother Big Sister mentorship program run by Feroiga.
I was really young. I was 12. So I was such a baby. Like, it was, I started off with like dodo bows and stuff like that, and now I've changed a lot, and I feel like it was like such like a big part of my life, and it still is.
Sometimes we say, you know, you may not change the whole world, but you can change someone's world.
Mary Lynch manages the programme that paired Caitlin and Deirdre and over 500 other current matches in 22 counties across the country.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is an internationally renowned youth mentoring programme. We match young people between the age of 10 and 18 with a caring adult volunteer. They meet once a week. They do activities that they both enjoy, so we try to match people who have similar interests and hobbies, and their commitment is for the year. And the basic idea is that a friendship will form, that the young person can grow and learn and develop as a result of their friendship with their big brother or big sister.
Though bigs volunteer of their own volition, littles are often referred to the programme by agencies working to support young people in local communities.
It could be social workers or education welfare officers, child and adolescent mental health workers, the Gardaí, school teachers, or even parents sometimes refer their own children into the programme. They might be having challenges at school. They may have challenges at home. They may be living in disadvantaged areas, or they may just not have friendships of their own and would like an adult friendship so they can practice their friendship skills and then transfer that learning into their own peer relationships.
The reasons for engagement may vary, but the testimonials appear to be as positive as the research.
We can confidently stand over the programme and say it has positive outcomes for young people. They like school more, they have more positive well-being, they get on better with other people in their lives. So their personal relationships, whether it's with peers, siblings in their family or parents or teachers. And they're less likely to engage in behaviours that are not healthy, like engaging with alcohol or drugs. They take more maybe advice from an adult mentor outside of their own family than they may do from their own parent or guardian, you know. So in a house that there are challenges, it can be really significant for the parents and the guardians that are involved.
The Big Brother Big Sister program is looking for bigs, especially in rural areas, to volunteer their time.
We have some people that have reared their own children and are, I suppose, maybe experiencing the empty nest and feel that they have time to give and would like to give back. Most of our volunteers are college educated, so they could be accountants, they could be college students, lecturers, teachers. We pretty much have a mix across the board, and we're not looking for people with a specific career or anything. We just are looking for volunteers who have an interest in young people and would like to share an interest or hobby with the young person.
So what do the matches do with their hour a week?
We'd love like going out for food, bowling especially.
Yeah.
Coffee, mornings out and all that.
Yeah, a bit of shopping. We kind of tend to do a bit of shopping around birthdays, Christmases, start of school, yeah. You know, the big occasions. So we can kill a few hours in a shopping centre pretty easy.
Yeah.
they match based on your interests. So it's not really a chore because you're spending time with someone who shares your interests. If you're a super fan about a football team, they'll match you with someone who loves football and whatever. So there's a lot you can do with that. So I think in terms of being able to give back, it's a really easy way to do it.
If raising aspirations isn't the intention, it can often be a consequence of participating in the programme.
Yeah, I remember the first time she brought me to her job, and it was for a Kid Nation programme, and it was so fun, but I loved what she'd done, and I was kind of like, I kind of want to do something like this. I want to be a businesswoman, definitely.
And for the bigs, the takeaways can be just as, well, big.
My life has changed a lot since we first met, but like it's something I always still find the time for because I really enjoy it. We always joke and I'm like, you know, you keep me young. You know, she keeps me in the loop of all the cool kid stuff, and you know, I try and keep her on the straight and narrow. It's lovely, like it's a distraction from the day to day for me. Like I love seeing how well she's doing in school now and all those things. I just like, you know, I feel kind of really proud of her. So it's been really nice. It's been really fulfilling for me.
At 17, Caitlin will soon age out of being a little, but it doesn't sound like her relationship with the programme will end there.
I really think I would end up coming back as a big because it's been such a great opportunity for me, and I want to be that person for someone else as well because I know what the experience is like and I feel like I would really love it.
24-year-old Dylan Reynolds referred himself to the programme as a teenager.
I didn't see much around my area that was going to benefit me because there was just a lot of bad things going on at the time in the area. Like there was a lot of drug usage, drug selling, and there was just a lot of violence around the area, and I knew I didn't want to be a part of any of that. So I was looking for ways to stir the weight and all that. So I believed that the Big Brother Big Sister programme was just the best thing that would have benefited me at the time.
Feroiga is particularly looking for male volunteers to work with littles who, like Dylan, may not have a male role model at home.
I was just a kid that never had much for him growing up. Like, I never had a male role model to just teach me basic things like manners, like please, thank you, and just asking people how their day was. And he kind of taught me like a work ethic as well, because he was such a hard worker on advertisement. And for me, like as a young kid, I looked up to that. I never really looked at anyone as a worker in my family other than my grandfather. So like looking at someone else being in that situation where they're just flat out working, it kind of helped me when it came to my time of going out and looking for work.
Though it's 6 years since Dylan's match officially came to an end, he says the programme's impact can still be seen across his whole family. And he even thinks future generations will benefit from the big little mentorship he gained from Sam.
That really is not going to benefit, because my little brother now, like, he's just a well-mannered kid and he knows right from wrongs. And it's not like all that came overnight. He was kind of looking at me going to the match and then coming home and implementing the things I learned throughout the match, and everything Sam taught me, I was implementing that into my life. So when my little brothers were seeing me making these changes, they kind of saying, okay, this is how you're meant to act. So now my little brother Kyle, he's what, 15, 16 now, and he's just an absolute little gentleman. My little brother Mason's a lot long way to go, but I'm sure he'll get there eventually.
Dylan's bricklaying apprenticeship is taking up much of his time at the moment, but he wants to come back to the programme eventually and hopes that our listeners will decide to get involved too.
As a big, you could help change the life of a little, and as a little, you could actually change your own life. And that's something we had to say from personal experience. It's just life changing, really is.
And that report from Sarah Madden. The Big Brother Big Sister program is open to new participants, and if you'd like to get involved as a big or a little, well, you can just log on to the feroiga.ie website, and you'll find all that you need to know.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.